Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, today is October 27th, 2021. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. Today we've got a supersized episode of Just for Variety with the cast of Eternals. Coming up, I'm talking to Gemma Chan, Salma Hayek, Kumail Nanjiani, and more about Angelina Jolie's Canary Islands Halloween party and their on-set Christmas shopping. But first, let's take a dip into this week's Just for Variety column. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see Sarah Jessica Parker and company in Just Like That, the much-anticipated Sex and the City reboot coming to HBO Max later this year. I was at the recent Elle Women in Hollywood event, and I caught up with Nicole Ari Parker. She's one of the actors of color who have been added to the cast. Nicole Ari Parker tells me that, yes, issues revolving around race will be addressed on the show. She said, "We're real people. And they've been great to work with. And some of our storylines deal with race and deal with real experiences. It's New York City. And of course, there would be no Sex in the City without a lot of sex. We're grown-ass women, so we know how to keep it sexy," Parker said. "It's piping hot." You could read more of my column Just for Variety in the pages of the magazine or online at variety.com. Welcome back to Just for Variety. Eternals, from director Chloe Zhao, is the latest film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to be hitting theaters. The cast includes Gemma Chan, Salma Hayek, Kumail Nanjiani, and Lauren Ridloff. So let's get this supersized episode of Just for Variety started with Nanjiani and Ridloff. The voice you hear for Ridloff is her interpreter because she is deaf.
Kumail, you're finally a superhero.
Did it.
You're a superhero. I remember when you came to Variety, you had just started working out. I think you were in like Men's Health. And now we see the superhero biceps in action.
Yeah, you know, I was really, the fact that Kevin and Nate and Chloe, you know, saw me on Silicon Valley or The Big Sick and said, "Oh, he should be a superhero." I just am extremely grateful that they gave me this opportunity and trusted me to do it. It was, you know, it was a dream come true, a dream that I'd never even dared to dream. So it's all them. I'm very grateful to them.
Lauren, let's talk about training to play a superhero. When did you start? How hard was it? Did you take ice baths? How did you recover?
Well, it's funny because actually when I started training, they told me to stop running. They didn't want me to continue to run because they wanted my build as a runner more as a sprinter. So we did a lot of, you know, squats, a lot of plyo workouts, and then a lot of core work. I did a lot of Pilates because when you're actually doing the running for the film, you actually had to run on over in an angle in wire work. And so You're connected to wires. And so it takes a lot of core work. So, but no ice baths. But definitely a lot of swearing.
How much pain were you in, Kumail, when you were doing all that stunt work? Did you just come home and I just bruised?
Well, you know, there was one day that was specifically very challenging for me because, you know, on that day, Chloe was like, "Oh, we shouldn't shoot it like this. We should shoot it like this." And it ended up being way better. And even that day, I was like, "Oh, Chloe's, this makes my job much harder, but she's exactly right. If we do it this other way, it's going to look so much cooler." And, you know, with the physical pain, I didn't get injured or anything, but I had a huge bruise on my leg from doing it. You know, I actually took a picture of it. It was massive. For me, the stress there was, I just want to get it right, because if I get it right, this scene is going to be awesome. You know, and the stunt people make you feel very, very safe. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable, but if you pull it off, people are going to clap in the theater.
So, Lauren, let's have some fun here. If you were an Eternal, what time period would you want to live in and who would you want to meet?
Let's see. I would love to meet Frida Kahlo. Mm-hmm. maybe in Mexico City, you know, on the height of her painting. That would actually make Macari's day.
Kumail, what time period would you want to live in?
Oh my God. not that long ago, because I think there was a little sweet spot where we had figured out a lot of our problems and we hadn't had new ones show up yet. So I would say, you know, I would have loved to have been in Hollywood in the 70s. I know it's not as beautiful and poetic an answer as Lauren's, but I feel like back then you were kind of like king of the world if you were like a movie star in Hollywood. So that seems like a pretty fun life.
This seems like a theme with you because you are the big Bollywood star in Eternals.
Yeah, listen.
You want that limousine rock and roll life.
No, I want luxury. I don't want to, you know, some people like to go camping, you know. I don't even glamp. I just go to hotels.
And let's talk about that dancing scene. Had you ever danced like that before? Was that also on your bucket list?
No, not on my bucket list. I had never danced like that before. I was actually very intimidated to do that scene. You know, Emily, my wife, who you know, she's always the one who's trying to pull me onto the dance floor. And I'm like even scared to dance in front of like just normal people and nobody's looking at you. And so this was like, I know millions of people are going to watch me do this. So I tried to talk Chloe out of doing it, but she was like, nope, we're going to do this. So what do you need? I was like, give me a dance teacher. So I learned that 90-second dance for 4 months. Nalika was our choreographer, and she taught me. And it was so funny. The first lesson I had was that she showed me some moves, and I sort of did them. And we worked together for an hour, and I finally did all the moves. And she was like, that's great. Do you think you could do it on beat?
That is
it
so
ended pleasant. Up being very fun to shoot, though. 2 full days we shot that ended up being really fun.
That's very passive aggressive of a choreographer.
But she wasn't even trying to be passive aggressive. That was her being kind. It was so sweet. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have a long 4 months.
And Lauren, what was your most fun? You didn't get to do a dance scene in a Bollywood film, but where did you have the most fun?
Let me see here. How can I say this without any spoilers? Let me see. I almost slipped earlier. I think I probably had. Nope. I guess I can't. Wait. Okay. Well, let me just say one of the most fun moments offset was when Angie hosted a Halloween party, when all of us got dressed up and, you know, I won best costume with Brian, the two of us dressed up as characters from the movie Midsommar. So,
were you in the dress? Were you in the dress?
Yep, the whole thing, the headset, everything.
You have to go to the Academy Museum. The dress is on display.
Oh, really? I'll have to check it out.
Okay, Kumail, what did you go to at the Halloween party? And don't tell me you didn't get an invite.
I did get an invite, but I actually didn't go because we were shooting on location and I finished a couple of days before and Emily was back in London. So I decided to fly back and be with her instead of going to this amazing costume party. I don't regret not being there, but the pictures seem amazing and I do regret not being there.
So you tell people that you turned down an invitation to go to Angelina Jolie's Halloween party. You are a good husband. You are a really good husband.
Yeah, I got some points.
I don't know if I could do that.
Well, I have to say, he did miss out on seeing Angelina dress up as a giraffe with black heels.
As she should.
That was Kumail Nanjiani and Lauren Ridloff. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, I'm talking to Selma Hayek. Welcome back to Just for Variety. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. In Eternals, Selma Hayek plays Ajak, the leader of this group of immortal superheroes. Hayek and I talk stunt work and Christmas.
Hola.
Hola, Mark. So good to see you.
Good to see you. Are you well?
You finally saw it.
I did. I saw you flying in the air.
I couldn't wait for you to see it.
It's so wonderful. It's just so much. It's so much fun. Obviously, the message and the cast. What a great, I mean, the chemistry between all of you is there. Was it there right away?
I think so. I mean, we are a lot of people.
Yeah.
So some things click faster than others, you know, and it started moving. It's also difficult to work with so many actors, no matter what, just in terms of blocking, just technically, it's very difficult to do a movie with so many characters, just where you put the light, how you're going to put the camera, where, move here, move there. Chloe, by the way, had no difficulty whatsoever. But you're a little bit at the beginning, finding your place in this world. Mm. It was really fast. It was really fast. We clicked really fast. And I think it's grown through this awaiting for the theaters to be open again. You know, it's a long time since we did this and we didn't disconnect with each other. Mm. Again, you're more connected to some than to others, but we didn't disconnect. And the ones that I didn't see the minute I saw them, it was like, you know, a love feast all over again.
And your daughter was there. What did she think?
She is a tough critic.
Mm.
And I was afraid. And I was more afraid of her review than the Variety review, I have to tell you. And she came out and she said, "Mom, it's a really good movie. Actually, I think it's the best superhero movie so far that I've ever seen."
You did your job.
I was so proud. Not so, proud of myself, because I know I was already proud of her.
So you had to do some action in the movie. You're flying around on wires. How do you get in? Do you have to get in special shape for that? Or they just hook you up and you go? Or are you doing, you know, are you training to get flexible at least?
No. I can't do. I've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
Because of the meditation and the yoga, I don't have the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the flexibility, the coordination, but not the muscle. Mm. But so I did a little bit of the choreography. It's very sad for me to admit that I move very easily with a shotgun. I'm against violence and you know, arms, but for some reason, my body just knows what to do with it. And I think the reason might have been Robert Rodriguez, going back to that. But they're like, you have to shoot with a shotgun. Let me train you. I said, no, it's okay. Just pass me the gun. I don't have to do this, which is kind of scary, but it is what it is. And I like wires. I like flying. Like wires. So it was not as heavy as some of my co-stars who had to work hard. They had to work hard and have the discipline to shoot and wake up in the morning and go learn more and more and more choreographies. And they're divided by two groups. The ones that are physically trained for war, the Eternal Star, half of them are, and the other half have all the kind of powers that are, that have nothing to do with violence, you know, like mind and healing, and you know, somebody controls the mind, somebody is an inventor, somebody creates fantasy, somebody does transformation. So, and that's also what makes the movie very interesting, how these strange superpowers come to play when there are moments of chaos.
So let's go back. Let's say you really are an Eternal. What time period would you want to live in?
Well, this is kind of boring.
Go ahead.
This is my sense of, like, the heroism in my Eternal. I think today there's a lot of things to fix. There's a lot of things to fix right now. Humanity really needs this external force to come and put some sense into the world. So I would have loved to explore and live in other times, but I think there's no time like today. We really need some help.
We really do need some help, but you're still hopeful. You're still smiling. You think you think humanity could be saved?
I think, I don't know. Mm. I don't know, but I am hopeful. So the combination of being hopeful and not knowing, it's a good one, because not knowing reminds you to appreciate everything in life a lot more. And this is what really gives me hope, because if everybody starts appreciating life and Earth and each other, then we really can change and fix things.
So were you in the Canary Islands for Angelina's Halloween party that everyone's talking about?
I missed the party. I really wanted to come, but I missed
you and Kit.
Yes, I was doing something else. I arrived. Don't worry, we hang out. We had a good time.
Oh, you didn't. You did Christmas at your house. You had holidays.
Yeah, Angelina did Halloween. We're very organized, Angelina. I did Christmas. Then we, you know what we did. I've almost forgot about that. We did for the crew, Angie and I together, a bazaar in the lot for Christmas with all kinds of crafts and things and food and drinks for people. We were so busy, nobody could go shopping. So we got like local artisans we created a tent for them to come and bring their things and sell their homemade things and handmade things, and for the whole crew and for ourselves to find special things for the Christmas presents, because we were so busy and it was so lovely. They were there all day.
Wow. I want to be on that set. Selma, it's good seeing you. I'm glad we got to see each other the other night before the isolation. I was at the other day. So last night.
And yes, I didn't. But how good was my Demi?
She was so great. She delivered your words perfectly.
Did she do the accent? I didn't see it. Oh my God, I was so heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next time again, we'll see each other in person.
Yes.
Stay safe and be well.
Thank you.
That was Selma Hayek. Going to take one more short break, but when we return, I've got Gemma Chan. In Eternals, Gemma Chan is front and center as Cersei, who has had a centuries-long romance with fellow superhero Icarus, played by Richard Madden. Here, Gemma talks about stunt work and Halloween. Plus, I ask her for an update on the Crazy Rich Asians sequel.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
We match. You both look like Easter.
I know. Yeah. I love your bow tie, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing.
How are you? How are you doing in isolation?
I'm doing okay, thanks. It's not ideal, but it is what it is. Yeah.
You know what? Safety first. I was at the event last night. It was a gorgeous event. Your video remarks, people very much appreciated them.
Oh, I was very sad not to be able to be there, but you know, it was still such an honor to have been honored alongside the amazing women of Eternals. So
what I didn't get to talk to you about the other night was training to do the stunt work. You know, you're doing flips, you are doing cartwheels. Tell me, when did you start training and what was it like?
Well, you know what, actually, I feel like I did more, there was more physical training for my role in Captain Marvel because she was a warrior. Cersei is more of a thinker and more of a, I mean, I did have to do wire work, and there were, you know, we did have those big set pieces and those fights, but actually, you know, a lot of her powers were that she can manipulate matter and change one thing to another. So it was kind of being tactile, touching objects. I mean, in that sense, it was a little bit easier than some of the stuff I had to do before.
Did you want to get in on those action scenes? Because those Angelina action scenes are intense.
She's brilliant. She is one of the best at doing that kind of stuff. So I was just in awe. It was more than enough. I mean, there were days where I would be submerged in freezing cold water in the middle of a forest, which was meant to be the Amazon, but actually it was England in the winter. So trying not to shiver because it's meant to be balmy and like tropical, but actually, you know, you are absolutely frozen to the bone. There were different challenges with this film.
What was the most challenging? What was the most challenging part?
Gosh, I would say trying to hold on to a sense of groundedness and a sense of truth in those quieter character beats and moments amongst the craziness of what these productions are like and the big set pieces and everything else.
And Richard, I mean, when you get to work with a friend that closely, this, you know, this groundbreaking film, did the two of you like in between takes look at each other and sort of like pinch yourselves going, where are we right now?
Yeah, we definitely did. We'd have a few moments where we'd catch each other's eye and just go, how on earth did we end up here? It's surreal for sure. But no, it was wonderful to work with my friend. We've known each other for such a long time. We've never worked together before, but to be playing lovers who have been, you know, together on and off for 5,000 years, to be with someone who I know so well and who, you know, we're not afraid to be stupid in front of one another. We know how to make people laugh. We know how to push one another's buttons. And that helped an awful lot, I have to say.
And if you were an eternal, what time period would you want to live in? What would you want to experience?
I would have loved to have seen ancient Rome in its prime. That would have been incredible. That or ancient Egypt. You know, these great civilizations and periods. One of the amazing things about the film is I think it highlights some periods that perhaps we haven't seen as much in film. And, you know, yeah, but ancient Babylon, I wasn't really that familiar with that culture or that time period, but they built a whole Babylonian village for us to explore, and we were just allowed to improvise and explore it, and that was incredible.
What was it like walking on a set like that? It sounds like
going back in time, really. And, you know, getting on my hands and knees, putting my fingers in the soil, and, you know, the research and the detail, like that, all the departments of the film, I just think they did such a good job, and the work and the thought that goes into everything. So I'm just so appreciative of everyone's contribution to the film.
So tell me about Angelina Jolie's Halloween party on the Canary Islands. I've heard all about it. Everyone's talking about it. What did you go dressed as?
Well, Angie knows how to throw a good party, that's for sure. I didn't have that long to sort out a costume. We've been working, Rich and I, you know, we were in every single day. We had no time. So this is my excuse. I did a Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman's character, and I was, because that was what I could kind of get my hands on. But then I went to the party and there were like six other people in the same costume. I was like, oh, we all got the memo, but fine. Anyway.
So what did Richard go as? Does he go as a Pulp Fiction character too or no?
No, he was like some kind of skeleton ghoul thing. Yeah.
And then Selma was telling me that she and Angelina prepared this whole bazaar so you could all go Christmas shopping because you didn't have time to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
How often did...
Yeah. They're amazing. They know how to, how to throw a party, how to bring everyone together. And yeah, it was amazing.
And I did see John M. Chu last night. So when will that Crazy Rich Asian sequel start filming?
Gosh, I don't know. They don't. I've heard that they're still working on it. It's hopefully still going to happen. I don't know. I don't know when everyone's going to be free, but I hope we do it soon.
I know, because you have more Eternals movies to make. I know you can't tell me how many, but you definitely have some more there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't ask me. Ask Kevin Feige. They don't tell us. I don't know.
Well, it was so good seeing you again. Be well. Be safe. And then I'll see you on the next carpet.
Thank you, you too. Take care.
Thank you, love.
That was Gemma Chan. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Just for Variety. Remember, make sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mark Malkin. For all your up-to-the-minute Hollywood news, go to Variety.com. See you next time.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.